Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kateria. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for call insurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'm trying to call, file a claim.
Are you no longer working?
No. I stopped in. Oh, my God. What happened to me?
What's your social?
422 43 3191.
You said 422?
Yes, 43.
Okay, can you verify your first and last name, date of birth, mother's maiden name for security purposes?
My name is Charmaine Davis. My mama's name is Carmine Davis.
Your date of birth?
Mine is March 19, 1995.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, I'm not disabled.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What was the highest grade completed in school?
11.
Do you have a driver's license or do you have a non-driver's ID?
I have a non-driver's license ID.
Okay, can you verify that number for me?
$105.13 to you.
If you're approved for benefits, would you like direct deposit or the benefits card?
What was that?
If you are approved for benefits, would you like direct deposit or the benefits card?
The benefits card.
Do you already have one?
No.
Okay. The benefits card will be mailed out once you receive your first payment on it. It can take 5 to 7 business days after to be delivered after those payments are issued, okay?
Okay.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
2504 Dartmouth, DARTMOUTHAVE, Bessemer, Alabama.
Telephone number?
205-997-4910.
You said
205-997-4910.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions just for verification. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Normandale Community College, Shenandoah University, State University of New York College, University of North Florida, or none of the above?
No. No.
Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Anniston, Decatur, Florence, Dolomite, or none of the above?
No.
Which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived at or been associated with? 131 North Near Nothing Road, 1830 Potter
no.
Road, 2901
no.
Carolina
no.
Avenue, 6349 Augusta Lane, or none of the above?
I used to live at 2901 Carolina Avenue, but I was living there with my mama, and I don't live with her no more.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1907 Azalea Circle Southwest, 2928 Hallbrook Avenue, 4 York Place, 902 43rd Avenue. I have never been associated with.
2928 Hallbrook Avenue, but that's when I was. At school, I was staying with my grandmother.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1058 Lakeview Crescent, 2937 Panorama Trail, 3219 Blackaby Court, 5057
yes.
Stonebridge Lane.
Yes, I stayed there, but I still was in school and still stayed with my mama.
Which one?
The 3219 Blackaby Court. It's been like 7 years ago. It's been a minute.
Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with the employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18
months?
No. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, trade readjustment allowance?
No.
What was your last day work?
May the 30th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
What was that?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, but I've been physically able to work, but I just ain't got nowhere.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't work, period.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, not working, period.
Okay, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Is I'm who?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
What you mean by that?
Are you available for all shifts at your normal occupation?
Am I at a job?
No. Are you available for all the shifts that they offer, morning, evening, nights, at your current occupation?
Oh, I don't have no current occupation.
Okay, the occupation that you normally work, are you able to work mornings, evenings, and nights?
Morning.
Do your normal occupation usually offer only mornings?
No, I don't offer only mornings.
No, the company that you're working for, was it only mornings? Are you available for all shifts? Are you able to?
The company I was working for, I was doing mornings and nights.
Okay, so you are available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from employers
No.
you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Nobody.
Did you, have
Nobody
you applied
did.
For receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
3 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The who?
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Eight.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job description?
Assistant manager.
For what? Fast food? Production?
For Dollar General.
What was the name of the company that you was working for?
Dollar General.
That was your
General.
Last one? And it
yes.
was listed as Dolgen Corp.
What was that?
It was listed as Dolgen Corp.
I don't know what it is. I know they call it Dollar General.
What was the city and state where it was performed?
Bessemer, Alabama.
You said Dothan?
Bessemer, B-E-S-S-E-M-E-R,
okay.
Bessemer, Alabama.
What was your hire date?
Um, I can't remember when I got hired.
Okay, can you at least guess?
You said who?
Can you guess around your hire date? As long as you give me the month and year.
I might have to call and see because I can't remember when they hired me.
Do you know the month?
I've been up there for a minute. Okay, just say they hired me in I was working in 2020 at Dollar General.
Was it at the end of 2020, the middle, beginning?
The beginning.
Do you have a telephone number for that company?
That number is 205-774-9655.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? For any time at the last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
What's the reason why you're no longer working with this company?
No.
No, what's the reason why you're no longer working with this company?
They terminated me. They fired me.
Hey, what was the reason? Misconduct, tardiness, absenteeism?
Personal.
Okay, I need a better answer. Misconduct, absenteeism,
no,
insubordination.
It wasn't that you're saying.
Okay, I have to read the options because personal is not an option on there. Misconduct, dishonest or criminal crime act. Positive drug test, refused to submit or cooperate with the drug test, falsified records, tardiness, absenteeism, asked without notice to employer, insubordination, reporting and influence, unsatisfactory work, violation of company policy, or no reason given.
Probably violating the company policy. Mm-hmm.
What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
He was loss prevention. But the store manager name is Mike Williams.
Who told you you was
fired?
Fired
me. You said who?
What was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Michael Williams. He's a store manager for Dollar General.
He said, what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Violation policy. Company violation.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
The who?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No.
Were there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Talk to him.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you already have a 4-digit PIN to file your weekly certifications every week?
No.
Okay. But do you want me to give you one?
I'm going to provide you with a temporary PIN. Let me know when you're ready.
You can go ahead.
9195.
All right.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It only takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume.
You said I got to do that?
Yes.
Oh, I don't got internet or no computer.
Said to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay.
Said to make and complete a certification each week to result in lots of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line and Drew Udo.